Today, U.S. officials charged famed Las Vegas gambler Billy Walters with insider trading. They say he used illegal stock tips to buy and sell shares of Dean Foods, a Fortune 500 company. Golfer Phil Mickelson is also named in the case. NPR's Jim Zaroli has the story.
Walters is a colorful Kentucky-born sports gambler whose shrewd bets strike terror in the hearts of casino owners. He spoke in an interview with 60 Minutes' Lara Logan in 2011.
To me, in life, you're either one of two. You're either a hustler or you're being hustled. And, you know, there's an old saying amongst gamblers, if you look around the room and you can't find the mark, you're the mark.
Prosecutors are hoping that this time Walters' luck has run out. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara in New York says that between 2008 and 2014, Walters made $32 million trading shares of Dean Foods. Walters allegedly had an inside source at the company, then CEO Thomas Davis, a longtime friend. And Bharara says Davis would pass on information about upcoming financial announcements.
These bets were no gamble at all. They were a sure thing, because armed with inside information from Davis, Walters traded in advance of good news and bad news alike.
Bharara says the two men would communicate via a prepaid cell phone using code words. Dean Foods was called Dallas Cowboys. Walters also allegedly passed on tips to golfer Phil Mickelson, who owed him money, and Mickelson made nearly $1 million in profit. Andrew Ceresny of the Securities and Exchange Commission says Mickelson, a three-time winner of the Masters golf tournament, has agreed to give the money back.
It's really an equitable principle that when you make money that you're not entitled to, you shouldn't get to keep it. So in this case, we've charged him with that. We have not charged him with insider trading.
Davis has already pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. As for Walters, he has beaten money laundering charges three times before and clearly hopes he can prevail again. His lawyer said today the charges are based on erroneous assumptions, speculative theories, and false finger pointing. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.